This is program number LW2286. Well, there he sat, in the office of Ray Adams. Hi, this is Larry West. Ray Adams is a professional counselor. Sitting before her one day was, well, let's call him Tony. That's not his real name. Maybe his real name is your name. Maybe you're the one sitting there. Here's the way Mrs. Adams described him. He stared straight ahead as if he saw nothing, yet saw everything that had been bottled up inside him for the many weeks we had been meeting with each other. It has been difficult trying to determine why he was so intent on destroying his family's and neighbor's property. Nor could anyone determine why he stole from others, often just to hide the stolen property in his own room. That day, when Tony finally opened up and began to talk, he said, "Do you really want to know why I take things that belong to others? Well, I want to see them hurt inside." When Mrs. Adams asked why, Tony's eyes fell to the floor, and in a voice more pleading than defiant, he said, "Because I hurt inside." You know, there are lots of families across the country who are hurting because of one member in it. And as one member of the family hurts, really, the whole family hurts. Maybe it's a son or a daughter, maybe a husband or a wife. Maybe that person sees what he's doing. Maybe he doesn't. If there's someone in your family who's causing a lot of pain for the rest, I've got something to suggest. Maybe I can help. You know, too much of the time, we people unthinkingly react rather than act. We often let our emotions get involved, and we strike out and hurt people rather than to help them. If you have someone in your family who's hurting the rest, think about this. All families in such situations usually respond in one of three ways. First, some cast the pain-causing member out. Sometimes it's literally. He has to pack his bags and leave. Of course, that doesn't help. It solves nothing. Other times it's socially, you know, in the conversation. Nobody looks, nobody pays attention, nobody acts as though he were there. Number two, some family members, while allowing the pain-causing member to stay at home, they use him as a scapegoat. You know, blaming all the problems on him. He is the black sheep. Oh, he's paid attention to, all right. He's always seemingly the topic of their conversation. Then number three, there are those families, and we need more of these, who actually attack the problem instead of the person. They're the smart ones. They recognize the difference. Think about this. There is a difference between conditional love, which says, "I will love you if you do this or that," and anyway love, which simply says, "I'm going to love you no matter what you are or what you've done." It doesn't mean I'm going to accept what you've done. It's just that I'm going to love you anyway. Ray Adams, in discussing Tony, says that Tony's stepfather came with him to their counseling session only because the court had demanded it. His own mother refused to come and lend any helping hand. No wonder Tony hurt. No wonder he wanted others to hurt as well. You know, lots of things are contagious. Colds are contagious, flu is contagious, even courtesy is contagious. So is hurt. Hurt is contagious. Tony hurt inside. His stepfather was part of it, his mother too. He wanted them to hurt as well. Yeah. Even hurt is contagious. But in case you are struggling with it right now, yourself, just remember, love is contagious too. I don't know where you are right now. If you are a Tony and you're hurting inside, it's for sure your family hurts too. Maybe you know that. Maybe you're the very one who can correct it. Or maybe you have a Tony in your family and he may hurt really because of you. You may be the very one to do something about it. Don't you think it's time? I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Over and over again, the Bible says, love one another. The love it talks about is the kind that a person decides to give. It's not reacting. It's action. It's up to you to take the first step. I have a Bible study course, yours free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.